Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Words can't even express how excited, how happy we are as a family. These last 5 years have been a blessing, no doubt. I think Nashville has treated us very well, but this is a great opportunity for us. It's an opportunity to be closer to home and also to be a part of a great organization. I had two priorities that I had while I was going through this free agency process. And number one was to find stability. I wanted to be a part of an organization that had a stable head coach, that had stability in the front office. And then secondly, for me, I wanted to be a part of a coaching staff that could bring out the best in me, that could embrace my talent and just kind of put my best foot forward. The bonus and the cherry on top of it was being closer to home and being in Vegas. And again, I really can't stress it enough. We're so excited.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Marcus Mariota. I didn't even know that Vegas is considered the ninth Hawaiian island, but he is thrilled. His family is thrilled that he is now a member of the Oakland Raiders. And here we are about a month away from the draft. Oakland didn't have the finish to the 2019 season that it was hoping for, but continues to make moves to try to be in the mix there in the same division as the Super Bowl champion Chiefs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's spend some time talking about these Vegas Raiders. I have to keep practicing with Josh Dubow, who covers the team for the Associated Press. Now, Josh, are you in Vegas or were you in Oakland?
I'm in the Bay Area still. So, okay. And the team is still here as of now. The facilities are still right down the road from me. So they haven't left us yet.
So when is the move supposed to take place?
The original plan was to do OTAs and mini camps in Alameda, Oakland area, and possibly do one mini camp in Vegas, and then do training camp in California, and then move in mid-August. But now with off-season program looking like it's not going to happen, and who knows, where we're at. But basically, they're still looking at the mid-August.
Okay, so that move wasn't supposed to take place until a little bit later anyway. I know that yesterday there was a memo that went to all NFL teams that the facilities were supposed to be closed except for limited exceptions. But obviously, San Francisco, the Bay Area, has been under a bit of a lockdown for now, more than a week, week-ish. Is there anything going on at all right now with the Raiders?
The facility, I don't think too much, but again, I haven't been able to go out there either. I'm locked down at home, like everyone else is out here. But they are getting things done, whether they're doing it from John Gruden's basement and his kitchen or the office, I'm not sure, but they are making some moves. So,
all right, so let's talk about their big move that attracted a lot of attention, which was signing Marcus Mariota. And there's a lot of questions about what this means for Derek Carr. So what do you make of it, Josh?
Well, I think the plan still is Derek Carr is a starting quarterback. But now, instead of having, last year's Deshaun Kizer and Mike Glennon and Nathan Peterman. Now he's got someone who can legitimately challenge him. So, you know, there's, you know, maybe a little more pressure on him. If things don't go as well with Derek, then I think there's a little more viable option that they maybe haven't had in the past couple of years.
Do you believe Marcus when he says that Derek is the number one guy and that's what he expects going in?
Yeah, I think he understands Derek's the number one guy. I think he probably believes that he can outplay Derek and show that he can be the number one guy. You know, you're not become a great athlete if you don't think you can be better than the guy you're competing with. So I'm sure in his mind he thinks that he can surpass him, but I think he goes into this with a, you know, clear eyed, knowing that right now Derek's ahead of him, but I think he's going to do his best to try to pass Derek.
Marcus Mariota saying this is Derek's team. That's what we most recently heard from him. Josh Dubow covers the Raiders for the Associated Press with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Certainly another signing that caught a lot of attention was Jason Witten. So what's the plan with this veteran tight end?
Yeah, it's a little interesting because tight end was one of the positions of strength for them. I mean, Darren Waller had a great season last year, breakthrough season for them, and Foster Moreau was a rookie last year who, you know, did real well until a knee injury midway through the season, but he's expected back next year. So Witten's basically just another veteran. I think they hope to he can have a good influence on the younger guys. And the one thing that they did lack was a red zone threat. They struggled in the red zone last year. And, you know, Witten's not the player he was, you know, obviously earlier in his career, but I think still in the red zone, I think he could be a valuable piece there. And I think it gives them some opportunity. Gruden likes to have two tight end offenses, three tight end offenses, and so as many tight ends as he can get, the better, I guess. And you know, I think they'll have a role. They'll have a role for Jason.
Where does Nelson Aguilar slot in?
Well, no, a little more probably after the draft. Presumably, they get two first round picks, and this is the greatest receiver draft ever, is what we're hearing. And you would think the Raiders would choose one of those. Use one of those two picks to get a receiver. They don't really have a number one receiver. They had, Tyron Williams, who struggled with a foot injury last year, and you know he's probably more suited to be a number two. They had Hunter Renfrow last year as a slot guy, and then Zay Jones and a couple other guys who just aren't real. You know, no one who's close to a number one or even a number two beyond that. So I think they're hoping Aguilar can compete, be in that mix, but I think ideally, they'll be getting a rookie who's going to be the number one receiver, and then Aguilar will sort of just fill in behind that.
We're talking Oakland Raiders now, a month away from the draft, if the NFL holds true to its schedule, with Josh Dubow of the Associated Press. It's after hours on CBS Sports Radio. On the defensive side of the ball, what were they missing at the end of last year? What did they need to focus on?
Now, there was a lot they were missing on that defensive side of the ball. The one area they've targeted so far is linebacker. They got Nick Kwiatkowski from the Bears and Corey Littleton from the Rams. Linebacker has been a revolving door there for years. They haven't invested in the position with high draft picks, with big free agent signings, and the results have been there. They've struggled. I think that was a priority, just solidify that spot, and they did that in free agency. Corey Littleton's probably one of the best coverage linebackers in the game, and you need to, when you're going up against Travis Kelce twice a year, and you're going up against Hunter Henry twice a year, and running backs you can go out of the backfield and catch passes, I think that's going to be a valuable part. They still need help. They signed Eli Apple at cornerback, who can, be in the mix with Trayvon Mullen, who was a rookie last year, who showed a few signs of some promise. But they definitely need another cornerback, I think. Again, that could be a spot that goes through the draft. And, the pass rush seems to get better. Max Crosby was really good as a rookie last year. Cleveland Furl didn't give him a lot as the number four overall pick. I think they were hoping to get more out of him. And their interior pass rush really struggled. They signed Malik Collins from Dallas. It could maybe give him a little help there, but they could definitely use more help on the defensive line.
There's been a lot of turnover there. And in fact, if you go back these first couple years of John Gruden's tenure, even as he added Mike Mayock in the second year, it's been a revolving door of players with the Raiders. At what point are they comfortable with the guys they've got?
Well, I guess probably when the results are get to the level they want. They've basically gotten rid of almost everyone who was there when Gruden took over from Jack Del Rio back in 2018. There are only a handful of guys left from before them. Derek Carr, obviously, Gabe Jackson, and Rodney Hudson on the offensive line, cutting a couple other guys here and there. But it's basically a completely new team. And
right. And
a lot of the moves they made the first year that John was there didn't necessarily – they weren't guys that ended up being long-term pieces. I think they feel they got some more pieces last year. The draft was definitely more productive last year, and I think they're starting to get some of those building block pieces in there. And now I guess they're hoping that some of the moves they made this offseason so far, and then with the draft coming up, we'll add to that. But if the results aren't there, the revolving door will continue, I'm sure. So
7-9 last season, they had a stretch where they were surging and put a bunch of wins together and looked like they were still in the mix. And then, of course, lost two of their last three and fell below 500. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio with Josh Dubow, who covers the team for the Associated Press, still in the Bay Area, hoping to move to Vegas at some point in mid-August. I have to ask you this, because when my producer told me we were going to talk to an insider for the Raiders, I instantly went back to last year, because last March was when the Raiders traded for Antonio Brown. And while it was still relatively quiet early in the spring, we didn't recognize everything that was on the horizon, but the frozen feet and the issues with the helmet, those were kind of brewing under the surface. I mean, Josh, looking back now, what a difference a year makes, right? But what's your, now that you had a year, what's your major takeaway from that time covering the Raiders with Antonio Brown and all the drama?
Yeah, it was definitely drama. We didn't get to see a lot of Antonio. He wasn't around very much. Dealing with his feet, dealing with his trying to find the helmet and things like that. But you basically had about a 3 or 4 week stretch from about basically from the beginning of training camp, when he comes in on the hot air balloon and then can't practice, his feet are frozen.
Oh my God.
Until he gets released, it was 2 days before the season opener when they finally released him at the Instagram videos and, this and that. There was something new every day. It definitely kept things interesting. And, win or lose with the Raiders, they usually do find a way to keep things interesting.
That is so true. And yet, think about it, in your last two kind of springs, off seasons, this is what you're doing. You're covering a team that can't really be in its facilities like every other NFL team. And so making moves from, as you say, John Gruden's basement. But then the last off season or spring was just as nutty. And once the news broke, it was really the only thing anybody was talking about in the NFL off season was every day the drama with Antonio Brown.
Yeah, at least for the off-season part of it, the nuttiness didn't really come out until training camp. So at least the off-season, everything was feel good and hopeful and things like that. So, and then when training camp hit, it all fell apart. But at least in the off-season, there was some optimism there. They were able to keep at least the problems that were there, they were able to keep them under wraps during the off-season. And then once training camp hit, it all fell apart.
Let's assume that we do have football in 2020 and the Vegas Raiders are they're able to establish their residency there in their new city. So nothing disrupts that. How's the stadium? Have you had a chance to walk around it, to see it?
I have not. I actually have never been in the city of Las Vegas. So.
Wow.
I've been in the airport, I guess. I switched flights there in the airport. That is the extent of my time in Las Vegas. So I have not seen the stadium yet. I'm hoping to be able to get out there this year, even if I'm not covering the team as much as after the move. But I would like to check it out. I mean, I hear about the stadium is great. Hopefully, they're trying to get it done on time, and they seem to be on target for that. So we have a few more months, and they're hoping to open it up in late July, early August.
Gosh, everything is so up in the air right now. It's hard to make any plans. You can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Dubow AP. Right now covering the Raiders because they're still in the Bay Area. So we'll see what happens moving forward. Josh, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Good to talk to you. Be safe.
Yeah, thanks, Amy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.